Speaking at a news conference in Khartoum yesterday, members of the five Sudanese lawyers groups said they teamed up to voluntarily provide legal support toward the democratic transformation in Sudan. They say the new mechanism will focus on assisting the committee formed by the transitional government at the start of the transitional period to dismantle the roots of the previous administration of ousted President Omar al-Bashir and to claim stolen public funds. The legal team will also offer suggestions on reforming the justice system, including the judiciary, public prosecution, and the justice ministry, as stipulated in the constitutional document and the Juba Peace Agreement. Nasruddin Rahal, a member of the mechanism, says recent political tensions between the military and the civilian sides in the transitional government should come to an end. He says the new group of lawyers stand ready to take on any side in a court of law that tries to block the democratic transformation of government.
We have come to realize that the political process in the country is closely linked to the legal process, and we have seen that there are tensions among the components of the government and the revolution. As legal experts, we think that the tensions are due to a lack of clear legal framework, and as advocates, we have a legal right and duty to intervene and defend the truth.
Military and civilian leaders in the government continue to trade accusations over who was responsible for the last month's failed coup attempt. The head of Sudan Sovereign Council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and his deputy, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, accused some of their civilian partners in the transitional government of neglecting their executive role of service delivery while bickering over leadership positions. Rahal accuses both military and civilian government leaders of doing little toward implementing the objectives of the transitional government. He notes it has been more than 2 years since the transitional government came into power and justice has yet to be served.
Up to this moment, no single member of the previous administration has been convicted in a court of law, nor has any suspect been identified in the case of killing the martyrs of the revolution. This is due to the weak judicial institutions and the absence of independent and legal entities that monitor this process during this transitional period.
Another member of the mechanism, Hatim Khorshid, says the new group will work with other regional and international bodies to ensure that the transitional government follows the correct path to democracy. He says thousands of Sudanese families are still longing for justice for their loved ones and that those charged with war crimes should be turned over to the International Criminal Court.
We are ready from this moment on to open cases in Geneva, The Hague, in the African Union, in the US, and anywhere. We will make sure that any individual who has committed a crime faces justice. And I hope that all of us will work to serve this country and put its interests above any individual interest.
Lawyer Abdul Baghi Al-Badawi says the group will support those prosecutions, but notes there are less than 500 prosecutors in the entire country, and that small number of prosecuting attorneys delays court cases. He says his group stands ready to provide free legal support to those seeking justice.
It is incumbent upon us to fulfill the objectives of the revolution, and this mechanism is crucial because we need to legally support this transition to realize the democratic transformation in accordance with the constitutional document.
The lawyers called on the government to quickly appoint a chief justice and complete appointments in all judicial organizations aside from establishing the Legislative Council. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.